guys. Today we're going to read The Lion and the Mouse, illustrated by John Subrina. The Lion and the Mouse. Once upon a time, there was a happy little mouse who lived in a faraway jungle. The mouse loved to run through the forest and play. He could climb, jump, and swim. And there was always plenty of fruit to nibble on when he was done. Moving on to the next page. Okay. One day, a little mouse was playing hide and seek when a huge lion with very sharp teeth leaped out of the bushes and cornered him, stepping on the mouse's tail. The lion roared, "Who goes there in my jungle?" Oh my god, he's trying to eat him, but he says, "Are you going to hurt me? Someday I'll repay you." And then he let the mouse go. The mouse, little nose, quivered. The lion picked up the frightened mouse up by his tail and took a better look. "Well, well, well, a little mouse," the lion said. He opened up his mouth. Just then the little mouse grunted, "Please don't eat me." "And why not?" the lion asked. "You will make a delicious morning snack." The poor mouse whiskers stood out straight with fright, and he knew he had to quick think of something clever to say. Taking a deep breath, the little mouse said, "Little friends can be big friends if you let me. I'll never forget. One day, I can repay you for your kindness." The lion was speechless. He had never seen such a brave mouse. Finally, the lion tossed his mane and set the mouse down. "I'll spare you this time," the lion said, "but I don't know how a tiny little creature like you could ever be of help to me, the king of the jungle." Then the lion roared and ran away. "Phew," said the mouse, learning on a low branch. "That was close." The mouse forgot all about the lion until a couple of days later he was hanging upside down by his tail when he heard a familiar roar. A group of hunters had trapped the mouse friend in a large net. Squirming and howled, the lion clawed at the net in a rage. "Let me go," the lion roared. The hunters ignored him, and the lion could not escape. Jumping from the branch to branch, the mouse hurried over as fast as he could to chomp down the net and swung back and forth with his sharp teeth. The mouse gnawed through one rope and then another until he created a large enough hole for the lion to escape. The very grateful lion saw that kindness to the mouse had not been waste. Turning on his paws to go to the lion, said, "I guess little friends can be big friends." The mouse happily agreed. Yes, indeed. The end. And remember, guys, subscribe to my channel and add a thumbs up.